Exactly. We like to think of ourselves as a Victorian glam rock.
A two-piece Victorian glam rock band.
That's
so
exactly.
Far, you've and you do you only perform with the bass and vocals?
No, sometimes guitar as well, sometimes. But it's either or.
Okay.
It's just one guitar or one bass.
Do you play as well? I don't know.
No. I'm learning to yodel. Oh. I don't know if that that but counts for an instrument.
On the forthcoming album, The Androgyne Show.
Yes.
Yeah. There will be a. You will make your instrumental debut, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
On the pianoforte.
Yeah, exactly. On two keys.
Cool. So let's talk. So tell me about the Androgyne Show.
The Androgyne Show is a concept album. John knows the concept.
Has it already been made, or is it out now? Is it available?
No, it's being made right now. And yes, what can I say about that?
I mean, the idea of a concept is just to give us a framework to think round.
Yeah.
It's not a rigid. It's not like a musical. It's not like there's a real story from beginning to end. But sometimes when you're put a collection of songs together and you imagine a story, it helps you to morph them. It helps you to write all the songs and how to piece them together.
Yeah.
So I find it very helpful to think of it as a concept album.
Yeah, it's something like Victorians thinking about space or moving into space, or we're not sure yet, but it's scenes of Victorian loneliness in outer space with a bit of sexual subversive ideas thrown in.
Yes. Victorian perverts in outer space.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That blew me away for a while. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
It's based around the title. You like that one, didn't you?
Yeah, thank you.
It's based around the title track, which is you always describe as a game show.
Yeah.
A futuristic game show where you can win a sex change operation.
Yes.
For deeper analysis of the lyrics, you'll have to ask Sister Jane, because she wrote them. So.
Yeah, exactly. But I just dreamt it like that. It's a song
it's
that
from
I,
a dream
it came to me in a dream.
Okay.
Yeah, many songs come to me in a dream. So the Androgyne Show came to me in a dream.
And what do these Androgyne people that are in the show, what do they do?
The dream was a long time ago, but basically it's some sort of a song contest, but it's also a very cruel one. And and what I remember is that they all had tattoos of other people on themselves. Like, you know, that...
Of famous persons or of each other?
Of girls.
Of girls, yeah.
But it's also a comment on this rampant consumer culture and avariciousness, you know, wanting more money. It's, and the lengths that people will go to get it, like going on a game show and being humiliated.
Yeah.
Or
all the superstar shows as well, a bit.
Or reality TV or all of that disgusting stuff.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. I was just going to introduce a new song. I didn't want to ask a question.
I thought maybe because we talked about glam rock and concept albums. So like one of the albums, my favorite album of all times, I would say, is The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
Is that your favorite album of all time?
I think it is.
Yeah, because that's an island discs.
Let me be decisive. Yes, it is my favorite albums of all time.
Thank you. We can hereby, for all eternity.
Yes, Sister Chain says, go to the next shop and buy right now Ziggy Stardust. To be played at...
To be played loud.
Loud, yeah.
As it says on the record.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, I mean, it basically was the first to come up with all this kind of sexy, spacey
perverts from outer space.
Yeah, yes, yes. You know, he was exactly the first pervert the from outer space. Yeah.
But now we're talking 2011, and you brought me Victorian perverts from outer space.
That's right. That's yes. Like we added that. So I thought let's listen to Moon Age Daydream.
Moon Age Daydream, a very good, very very good choice from Ziggy Stardust. And afterwards, you're going to perform a song of your own from the forthcoming album.
We're
going to
perform The Androgyn Show from the forthcoming album, The Androgyn Show.
Cool.